If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Bradner, and this week starts PCOS Awareness Month. This is a disease that I have become very passionate about. I treat patients every week with this, whether they are trying to conceive or not. I treat women who are in high school, college, and they're looking for some understanding. They're also looking for a diagnosis. Did you know it takes an average of 3 or more healthcare providers and more than 2 years before receiving the diagnosis of PCOS? I just find this absolutely crazy. And in a matter of one visit, I can sit down with my patients and determine that they have PCOS. And so we're going to take a look at that today and spot some symptoms that may trigger a visit with your healthcare provider to see if you have the diagnosis of PCOS. I also want to educate you that not every provider is aware and up to date on what PCOS entails, what that diagnosis looks like. I see many providers still relying on ultrasound that just isn't necessary to make that diagnosis. And it can be confusing in the medical field. There's several different ways that providers may look at categorizing someone with PCOS. Really, I feel it comes down to listening and looking at my patients. What are your symptoms? And ultimately, are you ovulating? Do you have a normal period? And then looking at some symptoms that we're going to evaluate today. So I want to empower you to keep looking for that provider that listens to you, that sees your concern, and that hears you when you're bringing forward these symptoms that are PCOS. So let's begin. I want to begin by saying that just because you have PCOS, it doesn't mean that you will never have kids. So perhaps you're someone who is listening and you're young, maybe you're in high school or college, or you're just not ready to start your family yet. It's really important that we get that diagnosis for you now, ahead of the time in your life where you are wanting to conceive. Or maybe you are somebody who's willing to conceive and you may or may not have that diagnosis of PCOS yet. It doesn't mean that you will not be able to become pregnant. This is a hormonal imbalance, and it really interferes with the growth and release of eggs from your ovaries. So we need to implement several things in order to ensure that those hormones are doing their job every month to bring forward an ovulatory cycle. Now, I hear far too often, just go and lose weight, just go and lose weight. And I've heard some even worse comments that I'm just not going to even repeat that have come from healthcare providers' mouths to patients. So I just want to begin by holding a safe space for you. We are going to talk about lifestyle stuff later this month, but that is a piece of this. It is a piece of what goes into managing PCOS. So today we're going to look at how it's diagnosed and some symptoms. So the first symptom is obviously for many going to be your periods are all over the place. Perhaps you go months without a period. Perhaps your cycles are 35 days, 45 days, 42 days, 28 days, and you're kind of bouncing all over the place. That is a red flag that I want to bring to your attention that we really need to look at and consider PCOS as a diagnosis right off the bat, because chances are you're likely not ovulating. So if you're somebody who also is tracking your ovulation and you're seeing multiple peaks in your LH, or multiple positive ovulation strips that month, that's also a concerning sign of PCOS. Of course, cysts on your ovaries. Now, I don't always see that in patients, and these patients still have PCOS. So I want to also just say that that is a piece of the puzzle when it comes to making this diagnosis. And I've also seen with patients, it's only at certain times in their cycle where they're having these multi or polycysts on their ovaries. So I see this in a lot of patients where they're having, you know, abdominal pain, cramps, that lower pelvis pain. Even at rest, you can have this pain or with activity. I have several patients who love riding horse or exercising, or those are the activities that bring on this pelvic pain and discomfort. We will then try to time your ultrasound for that specific time where you're having discomfort as well, and we'll catch it then. Acne, oily skin. We see that a lot in PCOS, and that is a sign that we're going to be looking for. Abnormal hair growth. So that can sometimes be found on your face, your chin, your lip, your nipples, your chest, your belly button area. Perhaps you have really dark patterned hair to your arms and legs. I have several patients that'll even have one or two or three whiskers, and they've named them. We don't want to see whiskers on a female. That means we have too much male hormone in us. We need to balance that out more. If we have balding, hair loss, thinning patterns to our hair, those are some concerning symptoms. And I want to say, you don't have to have all of these. Perhaps you have one or two of these symptoms. We need to investigate and look further into your hormone patterns. Perhaps you are trying to conceive and you haven't been successful. That is a sign as well. Perhaps you have weight gain and you're not able to lose it. No matter what you do, you're not able to lose this weight. That is a red flag. Perhaps you're somebody who did not struggle with weight, and all of a sudden in high school or college, you had this moment in life where it was like, boom, you gained weight and you haven't been able to lose it. That is a red flag. There's also lean PCOS. So women who are lean and petite and they have some of these symptoms, you know, the acne or the cycle irregularity, that is also a symptom of PCOS. Fatigue. You're tired all the time. You could sleep 12 hours, 16 hours, and you do not feel rested. Red flag. Joint pain, headaches. You don't have to have them constant, but you're having headaches throughout your cycle. Red flag. We need to look more into your hormones and see what is going on. General skin issues, you know, food sensitivities. These are just a few of the very common signs that I see with PCOS. And I want you to bring forward to your healthcare provider if you have any of these symptoms. I want to empower you and encourage you to advocate for your healthcare. Find that provider who will listen to you. Do not stop. Do not give up. If something feels wrong, if you have something telling you something just isn't right and it's being missed, your intuition is nudging you, and you feel like you could have this, we need to make sure that you find yourself the right healthcare provider who listens to you, who works you up, who understands PCOS, who can educate you, provide you resources and support with the right things to do moving forward. Make sure to hit follow. Stay with me all month long. I'm going to link a post to some blogs and previous podcasts I've done on PCOS, but we're going to talk about this disease all month long. Make sure you also drop into my inbox on my website, TaraBFertility.com, or find me at TaraBFertility on Instagram. My inbox is always open. I'm here to provide you with support and help you navigate. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here next week, Tuesday. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.